This is KCUR 89.3. As a high school student in the former Soviet Republic of Uzbekistan, Bek Abdullayev won a scholarship to study in the United States. A few years later, he returned to the U.S. to start a path toward entrepreneurship. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
From an early age, everything Bek Abdullayev knew about the United States, he'd learned from Hollywood movies and pop culture.
A lot of high-rises, beautiful people, you know, Michael Jordan, Madonna, whatever you see in the movies, you know, Home Alone, so a big family home in a nice neighborhood.
As a teenager, Abdullayev got to experience the U.S. firsthand. He earned a spot in Future Leaders Exchange, or FLEX. The competitive program launched in 1993, just a few years after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and brought high school students here for an academic year. Abdullayev didn't exactly see any high-rises in a small town in Iowa.
It was quite a bit of a culture shock because I come from a very densely populated urban city, and then being in a small town of less than 200 people was quite shocking.
The FLEX program's goal to introduce high school students from former Soviet republics to American values like free speech and democracy. Abdullayev says there were challenges returning home.
So ultimately, I think in theory it was a great idea, but 16, 17, 18-year-olds with big ideas to change an entire society and a political system aren't necessarily welcome in that country.
So a few years later, Abdullayev was back in the United States checking out college campuses, and he found the right fit around 2004 at Park University.
It looked neat from the outside, so I went in and started talking to some people, and I ended up talking to the faculty and having dinner with them, and some people I go to school there and hanging out with them. By the end of my visit, I had an invitation to attend the school there.
In college, Abdullayev dabbled in entrepreneurship, opening a series of businesses, including a pizza shop. Then, around 2011, he turned his focus to the trucking industry. He researched logistics and rode along with car-hauling truck drivers. Inside company offices, he found outdated equipment and stacks of papers.
And you could see like these handwritten stacks of paperwork not only cover the tables and desks, but also the floors. They had, printers and faxers and like metal envelope folding machines and things like that.
He had all of this in mind at a weekend competition at the Kauffman Foundation a few years later. And he pitched the ideas behind Super Dispatch to eliminate paperwork, streamline billing. His team created a mock website, and within 12 hours, more than $3,000 in purchases rolled in for a product that didn't exist yet.
And I had to call these people and apologize and say, hey, this was an experiment, but I totally intend to go out and build it, and I'll give it to you, and you can have it for free, and here's your money back. So I think that was the catalyst for me to kind of drop everything else I had going on and fully commit to building Super Dispatch.
Super Dispatch officially launched in 2013, and the company released an app and web platform a year later.
So this is Super Dispatch. It's a completely open space.
Abdullayev walks me around the first floor of the Sprint Accelerator, a hub for startups in the crossroads.
Deliver cars. Not paperwork.
He says at first, he just dreamed of reaching milestones.
When we started in this space 2 years ago, they gave us 4 desks. And now we've taken over the entire first floor, which is probably over 20 desks. I don't think they expected us to grow that fast.
Super Dispatch now has more than 30 employees and customers in the U.S., Canada, and Australia. Abdullayev says the company will soon need to relocate, but he plans to stay based in what he describes as the heart of the city, River Market, downtown, crossroads, and to keep listening to customers.
As this company has been growing and scaling, we've been very deliberate about baking this into our DNA, into the DNA of the culture, because the moment we'll lose sight of that, of staying close to the customer, I think it'd be easy for us to deviate from doing the right things.
This means he'll still spend plenty of time hanging out at truck stops. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
This story is part of an occasional series called Taking a Risk, where we explore the stories of immigrant entrepreneurs in Kansas City and the challenges of starting something new.